I think I should give you a brief account of what had been our working day. Two shifts had been arranged, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., and similarly 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. Our lives was on the morning shift, so we had to rise at 5 a.m. from the hard bed on which we had spent the night, this being the floor of one of the rooms. Dressing didn't take long, as we had spent the night in our underwear and trousers for warmth. Then to the pump outside for a quick wash and away to the cookhouse. Being a permanent billet, it had been possible to install reasonable facilities for cooking, but the quality and presentation of the food left much to be desired. But at least you could enjoy the meal in a measure of comfort and safety, and it wasn't mixed with mud and sand. At 6 a.m. we lined up on the factory square. We had to remember we were still soldiers, and military discipline must be maintained. It was obvious then who were the specialized miners. They looked as though they would rather be squatting on their heels than standing to attention. We were each told to collect items of equipment to be taken up to the mines, such as pit props, wire, pumps, and general stores. With these, plus our rifle and kit, we climbed into waiting trucks. The drivers were ATS personnel. The trucks were the Halford type, with hard tires. The drivers paid scant regard for the potholes and cobbles as we lurched along the Labassie Road toward Anakin, passing the slag heaps and brick stacks en route. It was a relief to get down and make for the communication trench on arrival, as the Germans were well aware of this morning routine and welcomed us with the dawn chorus, and not the joyful song of birds, but the whine and whistle of whizz-bangs and high explosive shells. The passage along the trenches was with a guide, otherwise we should have become lost, as there were parts of the trenches which had to be remade every day. We plodded on with our burdens, accompanied by a string of messages from the leaders, such as, keep low, mind the wire, or ducking when some approaching shell seemed to have our name on it. In addition to this, slipping off a slimy duckboard into deep puddles of dirty water, or maybe meeting some stretcher bearers at an awkward corner of the trench with the sad burden.